We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. The good thing about starting a week, you know, being a Monday, is that it gets us closer and closer to pain in the grass. That's the good thing about this. You know, tomorrow we're going to be just 2 weeks out. How crazy is that?
Summer is almost over.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather be half full than half empty.
I was talking to a dude, Trevor, at the Without a Cause wrestling show yesterday. He was talking about how excited he is to finally see Disturbed.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be there Friday night, which is going to be a great time.
Yeah. Three big days painting the grass. July 30th, Friday, August 2nd, Saturday, August 3rd, all happening at White River Amphitheater. And like Steve said, Disturbed's going to be there. A lot of great bands. You want to see the full lineup, you know, Slipknot, Marilyn Manson, all the, I mean, just go to KISW.com, see all the stuff. You want tickets? Get them now. LiveNation.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa. Beat Migs. You're a loser. It is time to beat.
It's time to pump it up for Monday!
Yeah.
Pump it up. Nice.
Hopefully that'll get people pumped up because, I mean, it's a Monday.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
It's all right. Well, you know what? Like I said, closer to pain in the grass.
I know. You made it a silver lining on that cloud. It's kind of nice there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, see? Usually you're the guy who's just all misery, but that was a nice little thing.
I feel
there.
Like there's somebody who's picking up that baton for me, Steve. You know?
Who's that?
There's a younger person that will take the misery baton and run with it while I can be free to do my own thing.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody
yeah?
that we may know, that we work with, that would have the personality and temperament to be the miserable one on this show.
Hmm.
Who could that be?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Hmm.
Sarah.
Yes.
That's it.
There
exactly. It's
that's
Sarah.
The one.
But enough about me. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Mike in Gig Harbor. Mike, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to see Shinedown. They're going to be over at the Showwear Center on July 26th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want to see Shinedown? Get your tickets now, and you can get them at LiveNation.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Mike will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Mike, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
Who hosted the popular segment on Dateline called To Catch a Predator?
Pass.
In Reservoir Dogs, the opening scene discusses which Madonna song?
Like a Virgin?
Yes. Topeka is the capital of what U.S. state?
Tennessee?
No.
Ohio?
No.
Pass.
Oh. The Battle of Gettysburg occurred during which war?
Civil War.
Yes. In what county is Kent, Washington located?
Pierce County.
No.
King County.
Yes. What band had the 80s hit song Hot for Teacher?
Van Halen.
Yes. What did Fender name the follow-up to their Telecaster guitar?
Stratosphere?
No.
Pass.
Which 1984 fantasy movie had Falcor the Luck Dragon?
Never Ending Story.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
Nice.
Yeah, I know that one. I know Steve won't get that one.
No, he won't.
Well,
he's a luck bomber.
Yeah. Probably I'm expecting would. He won't, but then, of course, I mean, he surprised us before.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. But here comes Steve.
Here comes
your
Steve.
Your wrestling champion.
I know. He's strutting in here like Ric Flair.
Two times. He championed twice this
couple
weekend.
Couple big victories. Won a Battle Royal Friday night and won a big match yesterday.
This is badass.
Unstoppable. I'm on a streak.
We'll see if you can extend the streak right here. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
I kind of ruined the streak earlier because I lost.
Oh, yeah. You lost. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, I guess never mind then.
It's my 8 a.m. streak.
Sure. Who hosted the popular segment on Dateline called To Catch a Predator?
Chris Hansen.
Yes.
You like some lemonade.
In Reservoir Dogs, the opening scene discusses which Madonna song?
Like a Virgin.
Hey! Yes. Topeka is the capital of what U.S. state?
Kansas.
Yes. The Battle of Gettysburg occurred during which war?
The War of 1812.
No.
The Civil War.
Yes. In what county is Kent, Washington located?
That would be King County.
Yes. What band had the 80s hit song Hot for Teacher?
Got it bad for Van Halen.
Yes. What did Fender name the follow-up to their Telecaster guitar?
The Stratocaster.
Yes. Which 1984 fantasy movie had Falcor the Luck Dragon?
Never Ending Story.
Wow. Yes. What two colors make purple?
Red and blue.
Yes. What was the name of Vince Vaughn's gymnasium in Dodgeball, a true underdog story?
Come on. I'm going to go Dodging Balls, Jim.
No.
The Ball Dodgers.
No.
Balls in your face.
No.
Gymnasium.
No. Steve, in spite of that, you still won 9-5.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mikey.
Okay. All right, no worries, guys. Have a good one.
You too, man. You're sampling
the Steve, champ is back. Yeah, weren't we just talking about the fact BJ and I were saying that you would never get the never-ending story question, and yet...
Yeah, Luck Bomber McGee over there.
Yeah.
Did you watch that movie, Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't realize that you did.
I don't remember much of it, but I do remember the song.
Yeah.
The never-ending story.
I don't remember much of it either. I have no clue.
Isn't that where the band Atreyu?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's where they got their name.
They got their name
Atreyu.
From. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at me.
Good for you. That's pretty. I mean, look here. You know more about it than I do.
Yeah, I know. Good job on that one. Congratulations. You won 9 correct.
Caller number 9. Guess what's happening to you? You're checking out Shine Down at the Showwear Center July 26th. Caller number 9, 206-421-ROCK.
All right, Steve. You know Queen Elizabeth. You know about her.
You've
never met her.
She's a young one, right?
No, she's the old one. She's been there for a long time.
I'm thinking of the other one.
I think she's had the longest reign of any queen or maybe even king in England history, if I'm not mistaken. She's been here a long time. She refuses to say what her favorite food is. And the reason is, I guess people think is a really cool reason. If she doesn't tell people what her favorite food is, she'll never overdose on it because she'll never get too much of it.
See, if I'm in her position, I would let everybody know what I love. I love sushi.
Yeah.
Copper River salmon.
She doesn't want to OD on it.
Hook me up.
Yeah, a British reporter who used to cover the royal family says, quote, as one of her staff told me, if she said she had a favorite meal, she would never get served anything else. Oh, that's the thing. So imagine you said you love sushi, they'd only give you sushi forever.
But if you got a staff that hooks you up with food, you could just tell them, look, once a week I want sushi. Mix it up for the rest of the week.
Okay, so
you... I mean, communication, come on, Queen.
Yeah, you think she could do that.
Or at least have a handler do it for her.
Yeah.
If someone's gonna ask you, what would be your number one? What would be the one food that you'd like?
No name cake.
Gosh,
it's such a dessert.
Are they flowing you cash on the side, man?
Dude, I just had two more this weekend.
You did?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Dude, somebody tweeted about it. I don't know if you saw that. Like, they tweeted at us about how much they were impressed by the no name cake, but they didn't. They were shocked. Like, they didn't think it was going to be as awesome as it was.
I know. That's why people think I'm crazy. I know you think, well, I've had ding dongs, or if you're on the East Coast, you had Drake's ring dings, but this is a different level. It's rich. I mean, it really is like somebody just baked a mini cake and put the chocolate icing around it, as opposed to what you might get in some of the processed stuff.
Someone says, Charles on Twitter said, I thought no name cakes and ding dongs were the same thing.
No.
Not even. No name chocolate coating isn't waxy and flavorless like ding dongs. No name chocolate cake tastes like chocolate. Unlike ding dongs, no names are about half again. They're bigger than ding dongs. Ding dongs don't even come wrapped in foil anymore. You can't ball up the plastic ding dong wrapper and throw it away or make fun shapes. How boring is that? No name cakes win hands down. KISW.
Damn. There's a lot of like a lot of love and a lot of hate in there.
Damn straight.
Ding Dong just got dung. I got dinged.
All right, Danny's pizza, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Duh. The one meal.
Okay. Yeah,
one meal Vicky. For the rest of my life.
Vic?
I think enchiladas.
Enchiladas?
Ooh. That was a little kid. But like,
they're good.
It's funny because I like the Mexican restaurant version.
Oh, okay.
So my dad worked at a Mexican restaurant when I was a kid, and I used to have full run of that, and that was always what we got. And to this day, this is what I order.
I'm not sure. Then, so I may have never had
the sauce is a little different. Like, I mean, if you've had the verde or the rojas, but this is almost like an orange sauce looking.
Oh,
the verde or the rojas,
the green sauce, the red sauce. Come on, people. Yeah.
That's the sound I make when I'm sick.
Yeah.
Rojas.
Yeah,
and that's the sound you make when you eat.
That's it.
I do like the verde sauce, and but the orange sauce.
Yeah, it's just like the standard. You go to like any kind of regular Mexican restaurant that's not like the authentic.
Yeah.
But it's still so delicious with the rice and beans.
Yeah, I think I've eaten at one authentic Mexican restaurant here. It was somewhere, a hole in the wall place around here somewhere that it had no ambiance, but it was really good.
If you want good Mexican food, Señor Moose.
Señor Moose? Where's that?
Ballard.
Señor Moose and Ballard, okay.
It's a great name, too.
It is. Like
Mr. Moose.
When I saw the name, I'm like, really? And I walked by and I had to stop and I'm like, oh. It all smells right, like Vicky. Grandma's house.
Here's the thing, Vicky. I got nothing against Ballard. Just a pain in the ass to get over there for me. Find a place on the east side that's legit?
No,
can you do
I
some
don't
research?
Go to the east side.
Well, it's ask
a pain
your
in
people.
The ass for me to go.
Ask your contacts.
Just Google it, bitch.
But everybody puts that they're authentic. Vicky's
that's
the only
like,
one.
I know,
that
it's like a New York style pizza. Yeah. And every time I go to some place, when I first moved out here, I was getting disappointed way too much.
Yeah.
I finally had to just throw in the towel. I'm like, I'm not believing any of you sons of bitches.
Listen, Vicky, you and your dad, that is your mission. Go find an authentic place on the east side that I can go to. That's all I ask.
Are you paying for food?
Oh, well, I guess
I might switch mine. I don't know, man.
Oh, is it sushi? You're done. You're locked in.
Yeah. I think I might go to tamales.
Oh, man, that was mine. You can't do that.
Because you can get anything in a tamale. You can get tamales,
chicken, beef.
Well, now what's Rev going to do?
Especially Augustine.
What am I
going to
do? Yeah, you just stole my answer.
You stole his thing, Steve. Well, you should have talked quicker.
Wow, Rev.
Man, there's a place that's local that will do a dozen hot tamales for $20, and it's just fantastic.
Yeah, but I can never have them today.
Hey, somebody want to chime in about the no-name cakes there, BJ.
Thank you, Rev.
I knew where you were going with that.
All right, anyway, what's this about the no-name cake?
Someone said I had my friend try one for the first time. His exact words, what the F?
Yeah. Here's what I did. I had my big game on Saturday, and there were six of us. So I had J Rubs go out there because J Rubs is part of the big game. And J Rubs went out, and I said, J Rubs, get one for everybody because he was going to make the trip.
So he went to Mod Pizza.
He made the trip, and he might have got a couple of extra for him and I. But we had one for everybody. And there were some communists at the table that said they didn't even want to try one. And so I got an extra one, which was happy. But I'm like, what are you crazy? How do you not try one of these amazing? I almost had to throw them out of the house. I mean, I was.
Is this
ready.
The same party that somebody called you an a-hole?
That might have been the same place.
You got called an a-hole?
Oh yeah, it was bad.
Shocking, I guess.
Yeah,
but
Well, I was. You know, this game is very heated, very political.
Because you make it heated.
Well, it is designed to be that way. Even the designer said that this is what he hoped people would do: is role play this game. So I'm only doing what the designer wanted me to do. Next thing you know, I'm an a-hole. And literally, to my face, he goes, I don't like the way you're playing this game. You're being an a-hole. Like, all right, well.
You should have been like, then get out of my house.
Oh, I know.
And leave your no-name cake.
Yeah.
Somebody says, if you want great Mexican food on the east side, Cucina del Puerco.
Puerco? Cucina.
That too.
Cucina's Italian.
No,
Cucina.
Cucina means female pig.
No, but cucina in like C-U-C-I-N-A in Italian, cucina is kitchen.
I know,
kitchen.
But the way he said it in Spanish means pig.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with a little pig in your Mexican food.
Or it means filthy person.
Oh, filthy person.
Okay. It is a cochino.
It's filthy person Mexican food. Come try it out.
So what's it, cucina del puerco?
Cucina del puerco.
Oh, so what is puerco?
It's pig.
Oh,
but
puerco
is a kitchen of the pig.
Kitchen of the pig. Oh,
instead
that sounds like
pig
Steve.
Of the pig.
Yeah.
Kitchen of the messy person.
Oh, my house is more like the living room of the pig.
Living room of the pig.
Yeah.
All right. So how do you say it?
Cocina.
Cocina del puerco.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Ooh, look at you.
All right. Ooh, Vicky, can you? All right. So, Vicky, but you're the one that's legal. We'll know if it's legit.
You have to go there.
You got to go there.
Enchilada.
You invited me?
I am inviting you to go on your own time.
In your own time.
Yeah, you got to scout it out.
Yeah, scout it out.
Mm-hmm. Take your dad out for a nice dinner.
BJ's a busy man. He can't waste his time going to some place that's not 100% authentic. You need to go there first.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Finally, someone gets me.
But if you want good service, you need to pay for service, and I am providing you a service.
You know what? I got a service for you. It's called you're employed here and you do nothing. How about that service?
It's great.
Okay, good.
So go to the kitchen of the pig. So that the pig of the morning show can enjoy the food.
Thank you. That is Sir Puerco to you, sir.
So he says there's a taco truck on 148th and at 520 in Overlake on the east side.
520 on Overlake?
There's a taco truck.
It's a little too far to go.
Oh, well, Vicky could go for you.
Yeah. Okay, good call. And now, Vicky, bring it over after what you does. So there you go. Queen Elizabeth won't tell anybody, you know, but she does. They say that she has a thing for chocolate biscuit cake. It's the only cake that goes back again and again and again every day until it's all gone.
Chocolate biscuit cake?
I don't know what it is, but I'm willing to try it if the queen thinks it's great. She'll take a small slice every day, eventually till there's only one tiny piece, but you have to send that up because she wants to finish the whole cake.
Biscuit in British terms means cookie, right?
I think so.
I think it's a cookie cake. They put cookies inside the cake.
Okay.
It looks really fudgy.
Imagine your life, though. Dude, people are baking stuff for you. And you just sit there and take it like that. You got a whole staff of servants. I mean, imagine what that's
like. I call that going to a restaurant.
Yeah, but man, they're in your house. The restaurant's in your house.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Imagine her life. I mean, we think about like sometimes like Oprah did a thing where they took her to Target because, you know, Oprah's so rich. She had never really gone to a Target at one point in her life. And she was amazed like, oh, my God, you can get so many things here. And everybody goes, yeah, Oprah, it's a Target. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, fantastic.
She had never been. And I'm thinking of the queen. Same thing. Like, you know, her whole life she's been the queen. Well, I mean, you know, she was a princess, but then she was a queen for a long time. And like, she's had basically, like you said, a restaurant in her house. She's had people drive around. She's had her own personal Uber. That's been her whole life.
Yeah, it would be weird. Imagine being in a Target and Oprah walks in.
Oh, that would be weird.
Like, I kind of tripped out because UFC fighter Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson. Like, you know, he lives in Puyallup. And the other day, I went to Target, and I'm like, I think that's Mighty Mouse right in front of me.
Yeah.
And then I realized that was from, and I was like, man, that's insane. And I was like kind of having a moment, like kind of marking out for a second, like, this is too cool. But I didn't want to bug him, even though we've had him on the show. I didn't want to be like, hey, you remember me? Or anything like that. He's with his family. But I'm thinking, like, luckily he's able to, unless you're a UFC fan, he could just go to Target and probably not get bothered. And I think most people buy are just like, oh, that's cool, I'm not going to bug him when he's with his family. But if it's Oprah,
yeah,
everybody knows who Oprah is.
Right, she doesn't, I mean, it's just her, unless Stedman's with her, but usually, I mean, you know, sometimes they don't travel together for something like that. That was at the, but it happened to Hulk Hogan. You see that he was at a Walmart?
No.
Yeah, the thing was, he put it on his own thing, so I don't know if he went to the Walmart so he could be seen and then take pictures with people and have that recorded.
It's on the BJ and Biggs Facebook page if you want to check it out.
Yeah, well, I couldn't tell if it, I don't know what to feel about that. He's definitely
was
nice.
Was he a greeter? I mean, is times that tough for him?
It might be. He's hanging with everybody and being nice, but then someone is recording it that he puts on his own site. So I don't know, like, is this what he's doing now? Hey, I'll be nice to people. Look, I'm here. I'll be nice to people.
Is.
Yeah, just hang at the Walmart. But do you think he really hangs at a Walmart and he just happened to go there? Because then this is recorded, Steve, by somebody, and it's on his site.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's with somebody. Yeah. You know what? It was probably like a moment where he's like, you know what would be fun? I'm going to go to Walmart and kind of just surprise people.
Okay, which I don't have a problem with if that's what he's doing. Because I'm not too sure he'd just be hanging at a Walmart just randomly. Yeah. Well, he's got a cart. I mean, it does look like he's going to go shopping. But I feel like
he's got a bottle of water in there, whatever that core water.
I believe Hulk Hogan would hang out at a Walmart.
You do? You think you might just run into him?
I think
because he doesn't look like he knows how to work that cart. He looks really uncomfortable pushing that cart.
Well, that's also the guy's falling apart physically. Like, I think he's just uncomfortable walking.
Oh, that's, I hadn't thought about that.
So I mean, that might, I bet he uses the shopping cart almost like a walker.
Yeah,
just because his hips are just so rocked.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Also, update: La Cocina del Puerco is permanently closed. So we can't go there.
Well, BJ, it's time to hit that taco truck.
If Vicky had just gone like I told her, instead they didn't do a business. Thanks, Vic.
I know.
My only chance. It's time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic. This is where you guide the show. What do you want to talk about? Whatever it is, your call, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 917. On the Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on the Rock. 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, you have the floor. But do remember, when you're on the air, Steve has one rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it, BJ. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
Just like that. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Did you say it was brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical?
I did not say that. No. I should stop freaking, and I should call Beacon. Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Beacon Plumbing and Heating and Mechanical, because those guys are amazing.
Stop freaking. Call Beacon.
All right. I didn't know if I was having a brain fart, but I didn't think I heard it, so I just wanted to make sure.
And you know what?
We got bills to pay here, BJ.
We got to pay the bills. People need to stop freaking and call Beacon. That's what they need to do.
Somebody texted in at 77999. What's your guys' take on the Area 51 takeover? Haha, stupid people. That's from Marty and Yelm.
My literal response to that was just, they can't stop us all. Yes, they can, and they will.
I think it's hilarious because it's clearly a joke, but there is a part of me that's a little concerned because not everybody's taking it like it's a joke.
Right.
And there are some people that probably will legitimately try this, and you're not going to win the battle against the bullets, because I think, like, if people start storming, there's going to be something that it better not happen.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly. And not only that, but I mean, you could, the federal, I mean, seriously, you got to be kidding me. And it's September 20th. They say there's going to be this Facebook event. It's the Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us event. And
they can't.
Yeah.
But they'll stop a lot of them.
878,000 people have RSVP'd, with another 766,000 saying they're interested. And the post says, quote, we'll all meet up at the Area 51 Alien Center tourist attraction and coordinate our entry. Let's see them aliens.
I already clicked that. I'm not going. I already have plans.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
I'm going to Mars that day. I'm actually going to visit the aliens on their own planet.
How excited are the Area 51 Alien Center people? Because the tourist center, that's a tourist attraction.
No, they're not excited about this. No one's going to go buy anything. They're going to go and try and invade it.
Oh, I would buy something.
They sell alien merchandise there?
I would imagine so. Well, yeah. Like, not there, but probably at, like, little trailers on the side of the road.
I heard it's very disappointing.
You know what I mean? Like alien?
Yeah,
sure.
The aliens are going to be pissed if they're not getting a cut of it.
Yep. Yeah. But Danny, you've been there, you said, and it's not that impressive. It's the whole thing is just kind of...
You can't do anything there. You literally drive. You can't. They have everything blocked off. You can eat at the little diner across the street. Like, that's about it. Like,
it's just a go to say that you've been there.
Yeah,
kind of a thing.
And you can, like, they have people that, like, can, or that have done studies, and you can go stay at night, but you can't get too close, or otherwise they'll shoot you. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. Wow. Yeah, there's like giant signs posted on the fencing.
Yeah,
yeah. Now, it's a military site, which you can't go into any military site usually. Yeah. So, but people seem to think, oh, but this one is where the aliens are, so they're extra secure.
No.
Are there people dressed as aliens outside, like mascots, selling stuff?
There was.
They might have had some fun with it. They probably frown upon that.
They probably do.
See, I don't know. That's why I own it. I mean, granted, you don't have to have it so close to the military facility, but there should be a tourist attraction-y, tourist trappy section somewhere to take advantage
of
it.
It's called Roswell. You can go there.
Okay, Roswell's where you go. Okay.
They have all the cheesy stuff in Roswell.
Yeah, and how is? I heard that's not impressive.
It's not that great.
See, that's so as a sci-fi guy. Come on.
Says, let's make a plan to storm and put the plan out there so that the government will know that we're planning on doing this so they can plan on stopping us.
Yeah. Right.
This is a poorly planned idea.
It's still, if 1.5 million did show up to a military installation, that would be a little challenging for them to figure out.
I'm excited to find out which ones will actually show up. Even if it's a few hundred, like, those are some of the dumbest people in our country, man.
I feel like instead of storming it, they should just hold a party outside, like right on that border, and just party it up. Make like the new Burning Man.
If you make it so awesome, the aliens are probably going to want to come out and hang out with you.
Good point.
if they're still alive, Steve. So do you ever wonder about that, though? Like, do you ever think, like, what really is going on in there?
Oh, aliens.
I don't think it's aliens.
I think it's aliens. And spacecrafts.
You think there's spacecrafts in there?
Oh, yeah.
Like the Millennium Falcon?
Probably, yeah. Well, no, that's at Disneyland now.
So you really...
They moved that over there, yeah.
Good point.
So you really do believe that there is alien tech in there?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I have two theories. One, if there is aliens, it's not going to be in there because everyone knows about it. And so even though it's heavily militarily protected, they probably moved everything of value somewhere else and made that the decoy because everyone knows about it. Second of all, there's a comic, I read a webcomic, it's Least I Could Do, and one of the characters says there is no aliens because there's a few people in our political administration that have big mouths, so they would have leaked it by now.
Yeah, but they're all taken care of.
No, I'm talking about like big wigs. Like,
and haven't you seen the documentary Men in Black? They have those deatomizer things that make you lose your memory.
Oh, the documentary Men in Black. I do remember that one. Yeah, that's why I've always thought Tommy Lee Jones is not an actor. In fact, he is. In fact, he does work for Men in Black.
It's very true.
Yeah. Thank you.
And Will Smith saved us once.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody brought up a very good point. The aliens are probably now at Area 52.
Oh, yeah, they had to move.
Yeah. Everybody knows about Area 51. Yeah. So you got
to go to Area 52.
Yeah. I always like, but what if you get in there and it's like, there's aliens, Tupac's hanging out there, and Elvis. Like all the people that, like all these conspiracies, they all hang out at Area 51. It's like really like a bar.
Yeah. That's where they all go. I mean,
where all the aliens go to hook up.
That's right. Well, in Supergirl. Yep. In Supergirl.
It's like Tinder.
In Supergirl, there is an alien bar that people go to on that show on Earth that we don't know about. So somebody's already taken that idea and they've done it on TV. It. Yeah. I want to believe there's intelligent life elsewhere. I find it so hard. How could it just be us in this vast universe? But at the same time, whoever designed this universe, if there was a creator, creative, whatever they call it, creative designer, some sort of beings created this whole universe.
It's Chuck's construction. They've been around.
Yeah. Easy for easy. They probably have separated us so that we can't interact. And then again, plus all the germs and microbes. And I mean, we can barely go to Mexico without really being in the bathroom all day long. What would it be like to go to another place with other humans where they get all their germs and microbes?
Do you have those things that you think about like that? I just want the definitive answer. I want to know what's real. Like, what's going on? Like, is there something like a conspiracy-based wise? You're just like, I wish I could just know the answer. Like, Area 51 is a good one. Like, I just want definitive proof that there is or isn't.
Yeah, is there intelligent life out there?
And also, like, when you hear about these stories about the pharmaceuticals and, like, we have a cure for cancer, but they don't want it to happen. Because, what I mean? Like, partial conspiracy theory type stuff, but I could totally see where people are coming from on that. It'd be really awesome if we could just get... I want to know the God's honest truth. Like, is there a cure for something, but we're not having it out there because then people are going to stand to lose a crap ton of money?
Yeah.
But, of course, we're never going to get these answers. But it's like, sometimes I think about those things. Like, wait, when are we getting... Like, I wish that, like, on your deathbed.
Exactly.
Like, as you're about to go, you'd be like, there are aliens. And then...
Maybe you'll know.
Like, thank you. I finally get the answer.
Or when you die. Like, I don't care if there's like an afterlife, but when you die, all I want to know is just all the answers to the world. Just
well,
like, and if, then you, that's all you need to
right.
know.
Like, if there is an afterlife, you're getting answers, right?
I would hope so.
I mean, I got to be thinking that you are aware of everything that goes on in this big blue marble when you're in the other realm, which is the higher realm. And I would imagine if there is everything I've been told about the afterlife, how would we not know? Of course we'd know. We'd all be laughing up there in the good place. Well, and probably the bad place. Hopefully we're getting a couple laughs. This is what was going on.
So you got to check out Joe Rogan's podcast with Bob Lazar, who worked at Station 4 near Area 51.
And so is Bob Lazar.
Sessions, though. He was a hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a good, good talk about hot dogs.
See, look. Here's that. So I don't know, but Bob Lazar must be, I'm assuming that he is saying, yes, there's stuff there. I mean, I'm making that assumption.
So. Yeah.
And that's the trouble with, the Art Bells. That used to be the late night radio show where there'd be a lot of conversations about stuff like this. And Joe Rogan now seems like he's today's Art Bell with some of these conversations. And don't you think that
you know, I wish they would go on a show that isn't run by a guy that's got a history of being stoned a lot. You know what I mean?
Talking about it, just because he smokes weed on his show doesn't mean he's stoned all the time.
I mean, if Anderson Cooper interviewed the guy and the guy said, so here's what's up, I would at least think it's a little bit more legitimate. And I love Joe Rogan, but unfortunately, he's the perfect guy for weirdos to go on to say whatever they want.
Well, because Joe's, what I love about Joe is he's fascinated by so many things.
Yeah.
And that's definitely one of them.
Yeah, and I'm not picking on Joe. It's just that he doesn't have the credibility that an Anderson Cooper has. So, yeah. Because probably wouldn't put that guy on his show.
Are we all going to Area 51 in September?
I'd love to.
I'll go. I got a thing going on.
I would love to.
Can I be part of phase two of the storming the Area 51? Right. I want to see what happens to the first group of people.
Oh, yeah. We're not the first wave.
So after they get mowed down, you're just like, I'm going to go home now.
Steve and I are going. We're trying to go to Roswell. We just want to get an alien keychain.
At that point, we'll just go hit Vegas.
Okay, that's good too.
We'll be like, we'll watch, and everyone gets mowed down that's running. Like, you know what, BJ, I thought better of this.
Yeah.
Let's go to Vegas and go to the M&M store and the Coca-Cola store.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a perfect idea.
We can go eat at the diner and watch from afar with our shakes.
Dude, there are a lot of people talking about this, Bob. Is it Lazar or Laser? I don't know, but his podcast on Joe Rogan will make you a believer. His story is insane, and he seems very credible, and it's also a great documentary on Netflix about Bob as well.
Okay.
And he actually talked about the whole storming Area 51. He says there's no aliens or alien technology located there. The only place there ever was alien technology was Site S4 south of Area 51 proper, and that was 30 years ago.
Oh.
So they probably have moved it. It's probably no longer being used for this project. So he doesn't support this movement.
How is he still alive? You know, how is he? You know,
hanging out with Joe Rogan. Have you seen Joe's muscles?
Oh,
he does MMA.
Okay. It is an interesting. It's an interesting thing that if this guy is really legitimately telling the truth, that they're letting him live because they know there's not enough people that will believe him.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Cassandra thing. You can know the truth, but if no one believes you, what does it matter?
Yeah,
deep.
All right. Well, I might have to check out the Netflix thing. That's cool.
I'm looking forward to listening to that interview with Rogan. I love how Rogan talks.
Okay, you listen first. If you become a believer, then I will get some. I'll put some time behind this.
Okay. Yeah. If I show up tomorrow with a tinfoil hat on, then you know I listened.
Then I know that you know the truth.
You probably do that regardless.
Yeah. Like, right.
Please.
Can I borrow some tinfoil?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I can. I can help you out with that at least. You pick the topic, you guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Daniel in Port Orchard. Daniel, you are on The Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Daniel. What you got, buddy?
I wanted to talk to Steve about the Extreme Rules pay-per-view last night.
Oh, I will serve no good use to you because I have not watched it yet. I was wrestling yesterday, so I didn't have a chance to watch the pay-per-view. I'm watching it today.
I'll tell you what. Was it good?
Yeah, in my opinion, I think it was just as good as WrestleMania this year. I mean, I thought it was a lot better than Stomping Grounds, obviously, but, I mean, my expectations were exceeded completely. Like, it was a hell of a show.
Do you care if he ruins it for you?
Well, I mean, I'm hoping that he won't, but I saw a couple spoilers just because you open up Twitter and you see somebody holding a certain championship. You're like, well, I know what happened in this match, but that doesn't bother me too much. But I did read a lot of people talking about how good it was. I think now that they have a quote unquote, this new promotion AEW's there, I think it's kind of stepping up their game. They're trying to get ready for what could possibly be competition when they start broadcasting on TNT. And I feel like the WWE has been kind of getting a little bit more TV-14 as opposed to, you know, kids-friendly.
Oh, okay.
And just kind of stepping up their game a little bit. So they always say competition's good.
Yeah.
Especially in the world of sports entertainment. And it sounded like that yesterday's pay-per-view went really well. There was a lot of wrestling going on this weekend. There was a bunch of stuff on the WWE Network, and AEW did a big show as well on Bleacher Report's streaming channel. I was just like, I couldn't keep up.
All right, Daniel, appreciate the call, buddy. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. You might have more to say about it when you actually watch it.
But I never worry about getting spoiled. If I don't watch it live and I find out about it, it's my fault.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't get mad about a live, like, it's like watching a live sport.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to get mad at somebody if they
inadvertently, if they do it intentionally to spoil it just to be a jerk, then screw that person. But if they do it by accident, how can you get mad at them?
I know. I mean, yeah, that's why. I mean, you got mad when I spoiled Grey's Anatomy for you. I apologize, man.
I'll never forgive you for that.
Let's go to Sam and Squim. Sam, you are on the rock.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Sam, what you got for us today, buddy?
Well, I went on a little motorcycle trip this weekend.
Oh, and, nice.
On the way back, I was riding down the road and went to pass this guy that was in the left lane, and I look over, and he's got his head back, and sure enough, he's getting karaoke.
No! While he's driving?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, down the interstate.
Oh, boy.
80 miles an hour.
Oi, 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 that's dangerous.
Well, what's worse, him texting or him having someone?
It's a good question. Which which more distracted?
I think he would have to be more alert during that, but so what's the crazy things you guys have seen going down the highway?
I've never seen that.
Eating Chinese food with chopsticks.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Cereal.
Yeah.
I think full on cereal with a bowl
spaghetti
and
spaghetti is what I saw. The one, it wasn't even crazy, but it's just, I mean, it was crazy, but it was more infuriating watching somebody driving way too slow in the passing lane, like 50 miles per hour when it's up, there's no traffic. And they're just, and I get next to the person, you look over, and the woman is applying makeup using the mirror.
Oh, my God. In the passing lane.
Yeah. So I'd say that was like the most. Not crazy, but just infuriating.
Unless that woman was trying to meet the guy and give karaoke in the car. She wanted to look good. Who knows?
Fair enough.
You know, in that case, we can give her the pass. Appreciate the call, Sam. Well, I saw spaghetti. I saw makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen sex.
I've seen what I've assumed was sex, because all of a sudden I'm watching a guy in front of me driving, and then a head popped up for a second.
Yeah.
And then it went back down.
Surprise!
I think it went up for air.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She was impersonating a Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
I'm really bummed out. I haven't caught anybody having sex while driving. The craziest thing I saw was an old lady going the opposite way on I-5 near the trestle in Everett.
Geez. That's pretty, that's nice.
And she was going really slow, too, but she was going the wrong way. Little old lady, the big glasses, the white, you know, curly hair.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I called 911, they're like, if this is about the old lady on I-5, we got it.
Like, no.
Yeah,
we know about it.
I was just like, so there's this lady. It's like, no, we're on it. Like, apparently everyone was calling.
Everybody's calling on the little old lady from old Pasadena. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that's like, a beating.
Hopefully she was okay.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. We got Andrew in Tucson, Arizona. Andrew, you are on the rock.
BJ Shay.
Who cares? are you listening on the app? Are you listening on radio.com, which also is an app as well as a web? Wait, how you listen to us, Andrew?
I was using radio.com.
Woo, there we go. That's right, man. You can listen. That's the new way to get this fine show anywhere in the country, no matter where you are, radio.com. What do you got for us, Andrew?
Oh, I mean, since I moved down to Tucson, I miss you guys, and I got to hear you somehow. So, you know, whatever gets it done.
Yeah, Tucson, it's a small town. I mean, it's much different experience. A drier, smaller town than Seattle. It's a complete difference.
What's the scorpion situation like there in Arizona?
Oh, yeah.
Is it bad?
Oh, thankfully, I haven't run into one yet. My in-laws bought a house, though, and while they were, like, getting stuff ready, they did find one in the house.
Nope.
And I was like, I'm staying out for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the equivalent of how my wife reacts when she sees a spider. I don't know if I can handle seeing a scorpion in my home.
Yeah, you kind of try to get a little used to it, but I mean, the first time it happened for me, it was trippy. You're like, okay,
this
is, but I mean, it's just what it is. I mean, it's just Arizona. You know, you go, okay, well, if I'm going to live here, they're not going to leave. I guess I'm going to have to deal with this.
So speaking of Arizona, I finally got to try the Southern burger chain Whataburger this last week.
Yeah!
And, you know, it's good, but not gonna lie, I miss Dick's, guys.
There we go. Yeah, I've had Whataburger, and it's no Dick's. It's not bad. It's good, but it's not Dick's.
What's your guys' favorite, like, local burger chain? Like, Dick's, Whataburger, In-N-Out, White Castle. What's your preferred go-to?
Oh, it would be Dick's for me.
And have easily. you've got
Little Woody's.
Oh, yeah,
Little Woody's. Weird that there seems to be a theme.
Yeah.
Well, it's a tough one.
Yeah, Red Mill's good, too, because it's tough. Because, I mean, In-N-Out, I guess, I mean, if you're wherever the hell they were created in California, I guess it would be local there. But you have In-N-Out there as well, don't you, Andrew?
Yeah, we got one down here in Tucson.
In-N-Out's good. I mean, I still like Dick's Burgers better. But Danny, are you a Whataburger guy? You think they're the best?
I don't know about the best. I just really like Whataburger because I grew up with that in New Mexico. But if I'm going New Mexico local, there's a kind of a spinoff, but it's only in New Mexico. It's called Whataburger, and that one's
Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Oh, it's just like we have here, Cali Burger.
Yeah,
you know, people trying to emulate the In-N-Out or in this case the Whataburger experience.
Yeah, and I don't know which one came first, to be honest with you, but Whataburger. But up here in Seattle, I think my favorite is probably Little Woody's or Zippy's.
Haven't been to Zippy's yet.
You went with me, BJ, to Zippy's.
Yeah, it's a great place. Yeah. I love Zippy's. It's the best burger you could ever have.
We got tacos. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Did I get a burger there?
Yes, you did.
It's really good.
Did he like it?
Yeah,
yes, he did.
What burger did he get, Danny?
It's a great place. I love Zippy's.
I don't remember what the exact thing.
You just never stopped talking about Zippy's.
So my
like a no-name cake.
It's amazing. It's just burned in my memory how good Zippy's is.
Do you remember, Steve, I think you and Danny and I, we went to Burger Madness. And it was kind of like by Soto. It was ridiculous. It was so good.
It was kind of like one of those, not hole in the wall. That's not fair to say that because it wasn't, but it had that kind of like,
vibe.
It was like a dive bar for burgers type of a vibe. Kind of, you know, small place tucked away. Really good.
Andrew, what is the one thing you miss being down there? I mean, we know that you miss Dick's, obviously, compared to Whataburger, but the one thing you go, gosh, man, I just miss getting this in Seattle.
Bro, Steve, I think, is going to totally agree with this. I miss Trappers, man. I miss sushi.
Trappers is so damn good.
Yeah, it is.
I miss sushi so much. I ask everyone down here, hey, where's a good sushi joint? And they're like, there isn't one.
At least they're honest.
There's not a whole lot of water there. So.
Yeah, it's well. And how is the Asian cuisine? Because of course we are spoiled here with great Asian cuisine. I would imagine not the greatest.
No, there's one all right Chinese place, but aside from that, you know, that's something else I asked the locals about, and they're like, there really isn't a lot of great stuff. I'll tell you one thing, the Mexican down here is so damn good.
I would hope so. God, I really would.
So it's like,
if you can't go to a southwestern state and get good Mexican food, that's a bad thing. Yeah,
that's so. But it, like, people would say, oh, Tex-Mex, but I don't even think this is Tex-Mex. Like, this is legit authentic Mexican food down here, and I just love that.
That's called Azmex because it's Arizona. Okay. I don't know. It's probably not. Andrew, appreciate the call. As listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show.
So anyway, we're talking about this because a wrestler that came to town for both 3-2-1 Battle and Without a Cause yesterday, he also wrestled up in Vancouver with ECCW, is Brian Pillman Jr., son of Brian Pillman. Rev, you'd remember Flying Brian.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's awesome. First of all, he's got the most insane mullet, but apparently I saw one of his tweets that just made me laugh so much, because if you don't live in Washington, you're going to be like, what the hell is Brian? Is he high or what's wrong with him? He just had a bag of dicks last night. It was delicious.
Nice.
And this is his first time in Washington, and I was talking to him about it. He's just like, dude, that place is awesome.
And that guy's been everywhere.
You haven't never been to Washington.
See, that's why, I mean, I really think that folks are trying to tell me that In-N-Out's better than Dick's. They're insane with the burgers. I mean, I just think that Dick's are better.
Some people aren't a fan, though. I mean, it's really, you know what I mean? Like, it's taste by taste, I guess.
Flying Brian's kid is.
That's very true.
Yeah, you know why? Because he's smart.
So it says, what do you think about Out and About Burgers? That's that place in Puyallup.
I haven't been.
So damn good. Yeah. Their burgers are great. And apparently they're opening up, I think, another food truck, from what I heard.
Ooh. I want to try one of their burgers. Guys. Because they're kind of trying to be like In-N-Out. I mean, it's a sort of semi kind of, you know, here's what it would be.
I've eaten that In-N-Out, but I was super wasted on like a, you know, weekend night in California. Oh, so yeah. I can't really give you an honest comparison, but from people have said that their burgers are comparable, and that's kind of where like the vibe of the name came from. But as just burgers on their own, they're awesome. I can't compare them to In-N-Out burgers, but Out and About's great.
Okay, so let me ask you, Out and About or Dick's?
Oh, man, that's not fair. It's like trying to pick my favorite child.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Depends. If I'm in Seattle, Dick's.
There you go.
If I'm in Puyallup, Out and About.
All right, local favorites.
Wow, hot take.
He's got burger places in each area code. Yeah,
thank you, Solomon.
True, though. So, fries, Dick's, because Dick's beats everybody.
Ugh.
Yeah, nope. Well, we've told you that you're insane. Yeah, sorry, buddy.
Well, like, you remember.
Oh, I actually do remember.
We asked Danny if you like their fries.
No, I do.
Does BJ like Dick's fries?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
no,
thanks. Thank you. Thanks for backing me up on that, Danny.
Welcome.
Yeah, appreciate that, at least. So, listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone texted about that spike ball game that we were talking about earlier, the outside party game that people are playing.
It's kind of like volleyball without a net.
Yeah. Steve, that game is so stupid. stupid. My dad and I saw it on TV in some college tournament, and even these pros were unable to keep the ball going after the initial spike. It was torture to watch. Why even put that on TV? And that's what we talk about. Everyone I saw had it, and I'm telling you, so many people had it at Green Lake, but I think everybody bought it because it looked cool, and then as soon as they got it, they tried it once, they said, F this.
Yeah, I mean, it really does look ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, it would be fun, but once you get competitive, I feel like the game's just over.
Yeah. All right. I mean, look, for folks that just like to burn off energy and bounce around and run around, sure. And you don't need a volleyball net, and you still get that volleyball experience. I think that's the key, is the real estate needed to play volleyball, and also the net and everything is...
Sure.
This gives you that experience without having to need the real estate and lug around a lot. So in that respect, I'm like, all right, I guess if you love volleyball that much...
But does anybody? See,
I just see. I'm
I used
a guy,
to love volleyball.
I do nothing but walk the beach now. I don't want to throw a football. Yeah. I don't want to throw frisbees. I just, you know, I just love just getting to that meditational relaxation zone. Then go sit in a chair and read a book. That's all I'm doing right now. I mean, that's all. When I see people do more than that at the beach, I go, "You're ruining the beach."
You know? How dare you?
How you? That's not what the beach is for,
dude. Yesterday I was leaving Everett. It's like 8:30 p.m. or something along those lines, and there's just these two guys in a busy street playing frisbee, and I'm thinking, how high are these two guys?
Yeah,
because this is a terrible idea.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Fortunately, there wasn't a ton of cars coming at that point Sunday night, but still, cars were coming from time to time.
Yeah, I'd love to know what they were on.
Meth.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Frisbee, I've heard that.
When in doubt.
Yeah.
People love playing frisbee when they're on meth. Or they love playing meth when they're on frisbee.
That's it. Let's play a little meth, guys.
We need a frisbee first. Apparently, Spike Ball was on Shark Tank.
I didn't see that episode. Well, good for them. See, and Shark Tank sparks a lot. Did they get a deal, though? That's what I want to know. Did anybody actually give them a deal?
Looks like they locked up a deal with Damon John.
Oh, that's, is it Long John, Little John? What is it, the clothes he makes? He's a clothes making guy.
John?
FUBU.
Sean John, FUBU, thank you.
Oh, he's a FUBU guy.
Yeah.
For us, by us. Yo.
That's usually, he usually says, I don't get into this stuff, I don't know this stuff. I'm interested that Damon John actually backed that.
Well, judging by how many people had it at Green Lake, they clearly are making bank.
See, I would have thought Mark Cuban would have backed that because he's got the sports team. I would have thought he would have been the guy if you asked me to pick who would have backed that game. I should say that, yeah. All right, well, good for Damon John. Looks like he made a good job. That's why he's probably got skillions of dollars, and I'm an idiot. That's probably why he's got to back good deals.
Dumb, drunk people who like being outside are going to buy this.
Yeah.
Yep.
God, I wish I could have heard what Mr. Wonderful would have said about it, because he hates everything.
Well, you can look it up online.
All right, buddy. Here's a question for you. What do Ryan Castle and luggage have in common? Well, I'm going to tell you at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and luggage have in common?
Baggage, BJ.
Lots of it.
But some of it involves an alligator.
Oh! All right.
Yeah.
So it says both get tossed around by large, dirty, sweaty men.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be large, dirty, sweaty men. What about the nice women who handle your luggage?
Yeah, but, I don't know how many, how many nice baggage handlers are out there. I don't know.
Sexist.
Yeah.
Let's talk about gender roles, buddy.
No, I mean, they are out there. They're just not the ones handling you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or my baggage.
Mm-hmm.
So, a woman went to Istanbul Airport in Turkey last week, dropped off her bags at the check-in, but then instead of walking to the security gate like everybody else, what she did was hop onto the conveyor belt where they put the luggage, and she just, of course, she falls down. She had never been to the airport before, and so she thinks, hey, where the luggage is going is where I gotta go. Wow. Hop on this belt.
Wes Scantlin from Puddle of Mud did that in Milwaukee a couple of years ago.
But he was high.
Yeah. Probably.
And she's allegedly.
I mean, good chances are anything Wes Scantlin's done, he's allegedly high.
Yeah. This video is viral, so feel free to check it out and laugh at the old lady falling on the conveyor belt. And Ryan Castle, you can laugh at him too. He's got a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
I'm giving you the reason why I don't trust anybody, because I know nobody's going to come on to me who's attractive. I am going to be used for something that's not going to be good for me. That's my look. That's my world. Have you looked at me lately? What woman in her right mind besides my crazy wife would be with me? That's the thing.
I never said right mind. I mean, there's lots of, it doesn't mean that their intentions are bad. They just might not be bright.
Wow. So, okay.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.